great to have the Banditos in the Roadhouse on KEXP.
I'm on my way on, but I ain't alone. I never see. through the night. When I wake, I'm just a dreaming, but the sun is shining bright. So I guess I'll just sit here waiting.
All the way from Birmingham, Alabama, via Nashville, Tennessee, the Banditos in the Roadhouse on KXP from their debut self-titled record on Bloodshot. That was Waitin', and the first song was Still Sober After All These Beers. Very different. Welcome
Thank
to the show.
Us.
Yeah. So I've been playing you lots on the show.
Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah. How's sure the tour?
The tour's been great. This has been the wildest one we've been on. They let us go to France for some reason, and then we flew back into Vegas. Never been there. That was pretty wild. I've been all over.
Been in California for a while. That's
yeah,
been great.
Yeah, California's been
good
cool.
Weather.
Nice. We've changed time zones so much during this tour. We have no grasp on time whatsoever.
Yeah.
Just walking dead right now.
Yeah, you're faking it. You're doing well. Yeah. Well, you know, between the album cover and, you know, the use of the American flag, the kazoo and...
Yeah.
And the long hair and the beards, you guys are like the perfect Roadhouse band.
We're an American band.
Yeah. Americans.
Plus you're Southern, too. I mean, that helps.
Yeah.
But your sound seems to be sourcing some, you know, some of that American spirit, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
How have the reviews been on this record?
Overwhelming.
Yeah. Flattering, definitely. I'll say that.
Super appreciative. Everybody's been really into the album, which is pretty awesome for us.
Yeah.
So, more press than we've ever gotten.
Yeah, it's a great record. What are people calling you? Are they calling you a Southern rock band or what?
They call us all sorts of things.
Yeah, I've been happy that people have been confused with it. You know, that's been pleasant for me because we're confused ourselves. You know, but in a good way.
We just call it rock and roll.
Yeah, it's just rock and roll.
Yeah,
we just like music.
So you're from Birmingham. What's been going on in Birmingham? What the hell?
All kinds of great things.
Yeah.
Birmingham has been thriving lately. The past 5 years alone, it's just like the development has been. So great. We had this Free the Hops campaign like a while back. So now we have like 5 or 6 breweries there. We got a new baseball stadium, all kinds of parks. The music scene is just is thriving more than it has in a while.
Yeah.
It's all kinds of great venues.
It's really going off, and we've had Lee Baines here.
Oh, Lee Baines is great.
I've known Lee forever.
Birmingham Mountain Radio has been a big part of it, too.
Yeah.
Talk about a rock and roll.
Bringing it in.
Kind of give a shout to Lee.
Lee Shook, boy.
Single-handedly taking it back over, definitely.
Yeah, St. Paul, that band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, what is going on down there? I mean, all of a sudden.
It's just in the water, man.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. But now you're in Nashville, so you're kind of halfway in between. Back and forth, or how's it work?
Nashville's great.
Yeah.
It keeps you on your toes. You don't have too much time to dilly-dally, as they say.
Also, a lot of great new bands coming out of Nashville.
There are some incredible bands and friends coming out that are just insane, you know. Yeah.
Well, congrats on the new album. It's self-titled. I think it's great. And let's hear another song from it. This is The Banditos are here in the Roadhouse on KXP.
This song's kind of long gone anyway.
Thank you.
way to die.
Banditos on KEXP, Long Gone Anyway. That's my jam right there. Yeah. What's that song about?
I wrote that song. I was thinking about an old nursery rhyme my aunt used to tell me. It's kind of morbid, but it's, I can't remember the whole thing, but it's, if you ever stop to think when a hearse passed by, you might be the next to die. Do you know that one by chance?
I think I've heard of that. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's called the Hearse Song.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a happy-go-lucky song, so I wrote about death for some reason.
Nice.
I don't know.
Banditos are going to be in Cottage Grove tonight playing the axe and fiddle, then Friday they're at Duff's Garage in Portland, and then actually no, it's on Thursday, then Friday the 17th they're at the Wildwood Music Festival in Camp Out in Willamina, Oregon.
Yeah.
Which is a really cool spot. Yeah. So, you know, I first discovered you guys, I first noticed you on that video that Joshua Shoemaker made.
We did that in our backyard right before a tornado hit.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
It looks like it's in your backyard.
It was a pretty funny operation. We all took, like, we snaked all the power out there, and we had, like, a tent just in case it started storming, but yeah. Tornado was, like, brewing as we were shooting that, so it was, like, this ominous feel going on as we were shooting it. And we actually shot Long Gone, the last song we did, and this next song we're about to play out there, and it just, magic happened, and it worked. Yeah.
It looks great, thanks to Joshua. I think
Joshua's
he's made a lot of good stuff with Hooray for the Riff Raff and the Deslons and a lot of other bands that we
he's
like.
He's a big, he ties a lot of bands together.
Yeah.
It's really cool what he's doing.
And the sound quality is amazing, too, for being, you know, in your backyard.
Yeah.
That's Jeff and Randy, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. A lot of their sound for them.
They're the gearheads.
Yeah.
They are.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce the band?
Sure. Well, this right here, this is Corey. He's our long hair over here. There's another long hair over here. This is Danny Vines on the bass. And we got Randy Wade on the drums. Say hey, Randy. And Jeffrey Salter over here on the telly. And then we got Steven Pierce right here. And I'm Mary, or Mary Beth Richardson. Yep. And my brother would call me Mary Beth. My dad would call me Scary Breath.
Yeah. It's great to have you on the show, yeah. So you mentioned you were in France, and you were at the Cannes Music Festival, I think.
We were.
Right? Yeah.
It was the most extravagant thing I think we'll ever experience in our lifetime.
And was there a yacht?
There was two yacht parties,
involved?
Actually.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Well, we were eating lunch at this really nice restaurant and had probably one of the nicest meals I've ever had in my life, because the people that put us up for the Jack Daniels event took us out, and this girl overheard that we were from Alabama, and we ended up knowing a lot of the same people, and she works for this other big company, and we met up with her that night, and she was like, come to my yacht party, and so we did, and then we ended up getting on another yacht. And we figured out that, like, Kim Kardashian and Sting and Will.i.am were, like, there. And one of the heads of YouTube, like, posed as our, like, our tour manager. And it was just like, this is the biggest band in America right now. You need to let these guys on. And
it worked.
They just
wanted to get drunk, that's all.
Yeah.
We were just drinking really nice whiskey.
Yeah, I'm just trying to visualize.
No, barefoot. Yeah. Everybody was just like, you guys do not fit in here. What's up? Like,
yeah,
what
we fit right in.
We're like, yeah, come on. We want some rosé and Johnny Walker Black. That's good.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Chasing our Johnny Walker with rosé.
Yeah.
Nice. I think Monica Lewinsky walked by us at one point. Mm-hmm. That was a little... She's hanging out. She's partying now. That's cool. That's good for her.
Normal Tuesday.
So you were in Seattle last fall. Probably was that your first time when you were in Seattle? And now you're up on the West Coast again. What do you think about the West?
Oh, I love it. I'm enamored with it. I want to come back as much as possible.
Yeah, we've had great shows out here. Everybody's super welcoming. And we've been coming back here more than we've been going up the East Coast. So
yeah, good. You know. Good to hear. Well, again, the record's fantastic. Probably, I think, easily top 10 for me for this year. And I know it's been a long time in the making. You've been a band for quite some time, and it's sort of sometimes hard to understand that when bands put out a debut record, it's the debut, but you've been at it for quite a bit. So congrats on everything. And how about one more song?
Yeah,
this is the Bandidos, and they're on KXP.
We are happy to live. cheer up all you callous faces. Little bit of won't go so many places. And we
All right, Bandidos, No Good is the song from their brand new debut self-titled record on Bloodshot. It was great to have you here. If you live in Oregon, I suggest getting out and seeing these guys next couple of days and have a great time at the Wildwood Music Festival.
We'll have the best time. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you, Greg.